for a 21 billion rand gas tender to be cancelled with immediate effect. We speak to Kevin Milam, the Democratic Alliance's Shadow Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy. Welcome, Kevin.
Good morning, Chris.
Kevin, exactly what was this tender awarded for?
So this tender was to refurbish the gas pipelines and the FA platform in Mossel Bay. And it's a 21 to 22 billion rand tender that was awarded to a company called Equator Holdings. It was awarded in around December last year in terms of RFP 004. And it was awarded to Equator Holdings, yeah.
And who runs this company, Kevin?
The company is run, owned, managed by a gentleman called Lawrence Muloozi. And he's quite a controversial character. He's got a rather colorful past.
Is he not the same person who was mentioned 176 times in the Mpati Commission report?
The exact same person. He's also the person who had his car repossessed, his Bentley repossessed for, I believe, non-payment.
What was he implicated in the Mpati Commission report? What was that inquiry into?
That was to do with the Public Investment Corporation and various issues surrounding the Public Investment Corporation. Maloodzi was implicated. I don't believe that there have been charges pressed at this stage, but obviously that's something that will be coming down the line, and he will have to answer for those. What bothers us is that all of this is public knowledge. A simple due diligence search by PetroSA would have uncovered the fact that Mr. Maloodzi is implicated in this, and that he is not an appropriate partner for a state-owned entity.
Well, you put in a prior request to find out how this tender was awarded to him. What has happened to that request, Kevin?
Well, we put in a prior request in January of this year, and we wanted the record of decision as to how this tender was awarded. Specifically, we wanted to know how Mr. Maloodzi's company, Equator Holdings, met the financial criteria and the technical criteria of the tender. And we received no response from PetroSA, and we've received no response from the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. So it's basically been battered.
Is there any evidence that he is in a position to both fund and execute these projects?
No, not at all. So first of all, he has been shopping around for financial partners to assist him in delivering on this project. And secondly, he's been shopping around for technical partners. His company does not have a track record, which was one of the criteria in the tender, that they have to have an established track record in the sector. They don't have that. They're a new company. And as such, you can't then say, well, I am an experienced company. I have a background in oil and gas infrastructure, etc. No.
There must be companies that do have the ability to both fund and execute these projects. Do you know whether any of those tendered?
Other companies that tendered, and that for one reason or another they were disqualified, and that Equator Holdings was then awarded the tender. But it goes to a bigger issue within our state-owned entities and within government in general, and that is one of tenderpreneurship, where tenders are awarded to comrades, cadres, and cronies. And we cannot allow that if South Africa is to get back on track. We need to find the best, the most experienced, the most cost-effective ways of doing business. PetroSA is a failing state-owned entity. And you don't fix that by giving tenders to cronies.
And how can South Africa benefit from these projects being properly executed? What are the benefits of what this man was supposed to fund and execute?
Well, PetroSA is undergoing a comprehensive turnaround strategy. And part of that is about the development of offshore oil and gas finds, bringing that into the Mossel Bay refinery, the old Moss Gas refinery in Mossel Bay, getting that up and running again. And you will recall that at the end of last year, there was another tender which went to Gazprom Bank to refurbish the refinery. That was a 3 billion rand tender that went to Gazprom Bank. Also a rather controversial tender. But all of these are designed to get the plant up and running and to utilize South Africa's oil and gas resources and to create a thriving oil and gas sector in South Africa. We see that as an opportunity. The country sees that as an opportunity to grow the economy. And so it's something that from a PetroSA perspective, makes good sense. The question is who you use to do the necessary back-end work, the refurbishment, the upgrading, the maintenance, et cetera, that is required. And you need competent people to do that. And you need people that have got the skills, people that have got the resources, people that have got the experience. And in this case, it's clearly not someone that they've chosen.
So you'd like to see this tender reissued?
Well, we believe that there are solid grounds for the tender to be reviewed. Obviously, in any tender process, there are cancellation clauses for non-performance, etc. But the award of this tender is so questionable that we believe that it is worthy of being reviewed and set aside.
Now, where does Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe stand on this? Has he said anything?
Gwede Mantashe is very, very quiet about this whole issue. He hasn't said a word. And unfortunately, as minister, he's more interested in campaigning right now than in dealing with the issues in the entities that are under his control.
How can the DA take this forward if there's no movement on the part of government?
So one of the things that we're busy with right now is the next step in the PIA process. We're appealing the PIA application. And if need be, we will pursue legal remedies in that regard. But that's a starting point. We need to see exactly how the decision was made to award this tender to Equator Holdings. Once we have that, we can then take a decision as to what steps are necessary to have the entire process set aside.
Thank you. That was Kevin Marlam, the Democratic Alliance's Shadow Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, speaking to BizNews, calling for a 21 billion rand gas tender to be terminated with immediate effect. Thank you, Kevin. I'm Chris Stang.